Everybody Wins. Lesson 5. Focus. Your choice of destination. For choice to be an inspiring process where you can get excited about the outcome, you must have freedom to choose what you want to create. One of the stumbling blocks for many people in the area of choice is that we have been taught that there is a list of the proper choices. And too many times those correct choices do not relate directly to one's personal priorities and aspirations. So the motivation to accomplish those right choices isn't there because you are not allowed to focus on what you really want. It's that old model where we are supposed to give up our human needs and what's important to us for some grander scheme. Can you imagine what it would be like if you accepted the idea that the universe only says yes? That what you want for yourself is legitimate, and that you have the right and the authority to make your needs and desires a reality. Choice of destination is not just about time management or long or short-term goals. Choice of destination is about you and your values. It's about you finally being free. Free to be engaged and focused in creating the life you want, a life that you feel is worth living. You know it's up to you to create meaning in your life. Choice of destination is where you start on your journey to wholeness. And if you have to start from, it might be possible, then start from there. I wrote a story about how I experienced my start when I was still struggling to create the health I wanted. It's called Boy on a Rock. A small boy sits on a rock and wishes on a star. He dreams of becoming a giant. He sees himself as a man fighting the common enemy of all those who failed, defeat. He knows instinctively that if he can conquer defeat, he can change the course of history for all of humanity. Yet there is no model, no pattern to follow. For even those who did conquer it, they were special, and he is but a small boy sitting on a rock. As the boy grows older, he is taught not to dream, not to wish. He's schooled in the fine art of doing things, but the dream persists, and he sees himself as a man fighting the common foe of all, defeat. Then one day, with calculated planning, the boy declares his reality. I will not be denied. As his opponent moves from the shadows, it asks, who challenges my authority? And the boy steps from his rock and says, me. Choice of destination is about you standing boldly and declaring, I will not be denied. And yes, there are things you will need to do, actions that will need to be taken, positive thoughts and self-talk that may need to be created to support you in following through, and then finally using your imagination and thanksgiving to make the creative process real for you. And this lesson isn't about other choices you may need to make. This lesson is about your focus. This lesson is about you remembering your dreams. As mentioned earlier, taking charge of your mind can be like training a wild horse. Many times it seems like our minds are filled with doubts and uncertainties. There are even scientific studies that suggest we have a genetic predisposition to focus on problems and challenges rather than joy and satisfaction. It's only been in the last few hundred years that large populations could feel safe. And I realize that in many places around the world, many people still do not feel safe. But most of you using this program are safe. Yet the mind has been programmed for thousands of generations to look for danger, to be on guard, and prepare for the coming disaster. Many times I find that the dissatisfaction or confusion people have in their life deals with their lack of direction. It's like they're playing the game of life, but they aren't sure how all the pieces fit together. They spend their time reacting to situations and dealing with the circumstances at hand. And when asked what they want to create in their life, many do not have a clue. Choice of destination is about you taking charge of the journey you are on. It's about moving to what you want instead of just dealing with what you don't want. When I was sick, over the first few years, I had fallen into a routine of focusing only on my illness, especially when I was in the hospital. My days and nights were taken up with dealing with my sickness and disease. Oh, I read books and explored various ideas about the part I could play in healing, but I didn't apply them. I just thought about how I might apply them. Then I received a card that said, "These spiritual principles you are studying are not just about dealing with problems. These principles are about creating solutions." And I realized that I spent most of my time dealing with my disease. And I knew that for me to have the life I wanted, I needed to begin to focus on how do I create health. That's what we are exploring here. Are you creating the life you want, or are you just dealing with what's going on around you? Take a look at your day. Is it filled with a sense of peace and a calm knowledge that you are creating the life you've always dreamed of? Or are you harried and bombarded with distractions that make it seem that you are just putting out fires? When you get clear on your focus, it's much easier to stay on track and feel that you are in control of your life. And we need that more today than ever before. Certainly, written goals and objectives will assist you to achieve more. And one of the biggest benefits of getting involved in your choice of destination is you will begin to feel better about yourself. In the Human Potential Movement, there are ideas about letting it just happen or going with the flow. I think going with the flow is one option, and it can be a wonderful option, but it's only an option if you can also change the course of the river. Because if you can't change the river, then going with the flow is just another box, a reality you need to accept. When I was sick, if I would have gone with the flow, I would be living in a body with significant permanent disabilities. At least that's what my doctors believed. I got well because I chose health. There was a great deal of evidence that it was too late to change the course of my health. But I did not give up and go with the current evidence. I chose my destination and hung on to that reality by following through with actions, thoughts, and imagination. And through using choice, I began to believe it might be possible for me to be well someday. So here we are again, visiting the idea of where do you want to draw the line? What do you want to start moving to? Take your judge's robe off. What would you like your life to be like? As you continue to apply these principles of choice through the action steps in this program, you will find more and more evidence from your own experience that indicates you can have it the way you want. This evidence will support you being at choice even more, and the evidence will continue to grow. It's a great cycle to be in, because when you and I experience ourselves as moving to the things we want based on our priorities and values, life really does become a joyous adventure. You needn't be concerned if in the beginning there is much to indicate that you're a long way from where you want to be. Just don't stay stuck there. Of course, when you begin to put on paper what you want, it will be obvious how far you are from having it. But as soon as you begin to move towards your priorities and your aspirations, you will find that life lightens up. Yes, there's always the option to just let life happen to you. But I submit, for most of us to be really happy and satisfied, we will need to change the course of the river. Give yourself permission to make your dreams a reality, and then take time each day to use choice so you can stay on track. In the beginning, when I read books, listened to programs, and attended workshops on the how-to of producing results, I would jump from one discipline to another, as if the key to the life I wanted was out there somewhere. It seemed an effort for me to consistently use the tools of choice as the different teachers presented them. Then subtly I began to know that the truth I was seeking, the methodology to make my life a joyous adventure, was within me. It was as if I began to move from I might be able to make a difference to what I can do makes a huge difference in my life. And from that position, I wasn't just staying on track because I was supposed to. I was coordinating my life through the choices I was making because I would then be making my dreams come true. People who use the Everybody Wins program have told me that through using it, they begin to experience the difference they can make in the quality of their life through the choices they made. Again, it seems that exercising our ability to choose is the most effective way to realize the power we have over our own destiny. As you continue to use these principles, don't get bogged down in doing it perfectly. Approach these tools as if it's a game you're learning to play. In the Human Potential Movement, there is a great deal of discussion about personal responsibility. I believe that responsibility simply means able to respond. That is, responsibility is not a guilt trip about what you have done in the past. Responsibility is about now, and responsibility is about the future. Responsibility means being able to respond to the current situation based on choice. Your focus allows you to take responsibility in a way that ensures you moving towards the kinds of things you want. It's about you being the cause of your life rather than being at the effect of your life. I think too many of the books and programs out today relating to goal setting get too involved in the disciplines that they teach. That is, they get too involved in how you're supposed to set goals, whether they should be long-term, short-term, what areas of your life you should get involved in, and so on. That's the reason that most people do not continue to use written goals in their life. They are so programmed about how they're supposed to do it and how complicated it is, they never really explore within themselves how it works for them. Yes, there are rules and specific ways to integrate the choices you make, and those rules are unique to you. It is important for you to explore these tools from your point of view. Because if you look for the way it's supposed to be done, based on someone else's opinion, you may lose the overall joy of being at choice and get frustrated because you think you are not doing it the right way. This is the loop many people get in. They run from one self-help book to another, one discipline to another, and never take the time and make the effort to find their own way. Too many times, people think that if they get involved in writing down their wants and desires, they feel boxed in, that there's no other alternative than to follow through. That's not true. You always get to choose whether or not you're going to follow through with action. What written goals do is help you decide what your priorities are and what your actions need to be. Relax. In this program, you can change your mind any time you want. This isn't about what you should be doing based on somebody else's priorities. This is about what do you want to do and finding how to stay on track to do it. You are the one who controls your life. Without written goals and written action steps, I find that most people respond to their environment and the things going on around them based on their conditioned beliefs, their conditioned actions. They do what they've always done. Goals and plans allow you to choose a new way of life. They assist you to change your habit patterns so you can more effectively accomplish what you want. There are some theories that life is about learning our lessons and having opportunities for growth. I personally think life is about play. You and I came here to have fun and enjoy this experience we call human existence. You will find that joy and happiness are more natural when you are on the path to your dreams. As mentioned earlier, it can be challenging figuring out what you are going to focus on because of the ideas that there is a list of proper choices, such as you can't use these principles to obtain your ego-centered priorities. God may have a bigger plan for you than you just getting what you want. Perhaps what's going on is part of your sacred contract or your karma. Don't be too specific. You may limit your options. What you want needs to be for the good of everybody. There are a number of ways that various theories invalidate you and your personal desires for the grander scheme. And you are the only person who can get through those theories and create the belief that what you want is legitimate. And if you don't do that, you will waste time debating whether or not you have the right to go after what you want. When I was with the psychiatrist, he told me my need to be whole was ego-driven because I didn't think I would be a whole man if I accepted the limitations he said I would have. Who do you want to determine what you can or cannot focus on? Even the famous Greek philosophers disagree. Socrates said that your personal desires are what will lead you to greatness. Aristotle said your personal desires will always lead you astray. Who do you want to believe? Who do you want to listen to? Are you going to go inside and find your own way? Or are you going to let someone or something outside of you determine your focus? Until one is committed, there is a hesitancy, a chance to draw back. But the moment one definitely commits themselves, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no one could have dreamed would have come their way. This is a quote from the mountaineer W. H. Murray. What are you committed to? Are they your dreams, your aspirations and needs, or are you confused and not sure? Action steps. If you had a magic wand, what would you want to create? Take off your judge's robe and free flow. Don't be concerned about whether or not you are really going to go after these things. Just make a list. Explore different areas in your life. And remember, you are not committing to create these things. You are just exploring. If you could have the life you want, what would that include? The purpose of this step is for you to begin focusing on moving to your dreams. If you could make a difference in the quality of your life, where would you start? Use the form, Things I Want to Be, Do, and Have. Every day this week, spend 5 to 10 minutes a day making a list of what you want.